For it is by the excellence of the name of Almighty Yahweh that we gather here the bight of our great King to worship, to esteem you, and to lift up your mighty name. For we do come in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, the Lamb of Israel, and the hope of the whole house of Israel. And as we bow in your presence this scripture truth gathering, we pray that you will pour out your anointing upon Israel, that our ears may be open to hear, that you might enlarge our understanding in your Torah. For we are a people that's in need of your inhat, your truth, and the power of your liberation that only comes through the knowledge and understanding of Yahshua the Lamb. It is not by some religious tenets of practice, but it's by the revelation of your pure words, Yahshua, the Tikva of Israel. And so as we bow this evening, as we surrender all unto you, our Abba, we cry out unto you for the mighty power of your deliverance, that our minds are made free, that the power of your truth enables us to walk in the strength of the Ruah, the Spirit of your Torah. We shall diligently seek you. We shall set our face toward Hashemayim to receive the revelation of our HaMashiach, Yahshua. We bind every power of darkness, every unclean spirit, we bind in Yahshua's mighty name. Now the power and the liberty of your truth permeates this bayat, whereby your name is excellent, the name of Almighty Yahweh. The excellence of your truth in Yahshua HaMashiach, we declare it. We declare it from our mouths, from the midst of our love. We do declare the power of your truth, Yah. Strengthen your people as they are scattered in every nation around the world. We pray for the strength and the assurance of Israel, that their eyes might be opened, that the veil may be pulled back from their eyes, and that the power of this truth in Yahshua may anoint their eyes, that they may see the revelation of their Abba. So bless them, I do pray, as your healing power move in the body of Israel. We pray for those that are in need of a touch tonight, and all of our friends, wherever they're listening tonight, and those that by chance may hear this message, in whatever form that they may hear it, we pray that their ears may be blessed. They may be able to hear and understand the truth of Almighty Yahweh. Bless them, I pray, your shalom upon Jerusalem, and the remnant of the seed of Israel that's in that natural land today. We pray for all of your people. We pray for the strength and the stability upon Israel. We offer unto you clean hands of praises. For our sins we do confess, as we have transgressed the Torah of our Abba. Deliver us all, I pray. Bring us back to the place of restoration, that our minds may be restored, our health and our wealth in Yahshua the Lamb may be restored. We ask it all in Yahshua's mighty name. Bless the brothers there in Ghana and the sisters. We do pray for them, I pray. And the liberation of Israel under every form of government there is. For we are under the government of our Abba Yahweh, the mighty one, the most high one. We pray to you in Yahshua's mighty name. And all Israel cried hallelujah. 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 Come on, lift your hands.
Hallelujah.
Your voices unto you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We shall wait.
Hallelujah.
We shall wait upon you, our precious Abba.
Hallelujah.
We know that in the revelation of Yahshua HaMashiach, We found the fullness of our Abba. So we shall patiently endure the trial of testing for the moment of time until the total weight or the changing of the body shall come. For your word declare that those that are dead shall rise out of the grave. Those that are alive and remain shall be caught up to meet HaMashiach and his return for the kingdom power of Almighty Yahweh to be established upon the earth, and that we wait upon patiently, for we know that your promises are yea and amen. We baruch you this night. We told you, Yah, for all things that you are sure the Lord. Hallelujah. And all Israel cried, hallelujah. 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 Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, Haya, may the shalom of Yah rest upon you in Yahshua. Shalom. Yah baruch you, you may be seated. What a pleasant day it is that Yah has granted unto Israel. We may come before him to receive of the richness of his truth. We are certain that the power of his truth always liberates Israel. That we may come before him with accolades of worship. That we may praise him, toda him, for all things that he has done. And for all that he has granted unto the house of Israel, who has given us the fullness of the bread today, for his life has been sustained in Israel, and for that we ought to toda thank him for all things. I do want to say this as we see the powers that be. We see the world order which is ordained by Almighty Yahweh. For man has despised the government of Yah. We understand that the first order of business must be a religious order that all men will submit unto. Now we think that that is some form of worshiping Matra or Zeus, or Mercury, the pantheon of gods. It is a mindset that believes that there is a god to one's choosing. And so what we have today is this religious mindset that has been established by the powers of hell to worship, quote, God, unquote. You must understand that those that call themselves Muslims, they cry Allah Akbar, for their God is great. And the Hindus cry out unto the thousands of gods, and the Buddhists, their gods. So we have this pantheon of gods that permeates in the earth today. But there's one exception. There is one that is the Most High. And he alone is excellent, and his name alone is set apart. For there is no beginning with him, and all the gods had a beginning, whether it is Shaitan, whether it is Aphrodite, because scripture says that Shaitan is the god of this world. For if the power of Yah's truth is hidden from us, if our minds are blinded to the revelation of Yahshua HaMashiach, then the god of this world has blinded your mind, lest the power of this truth shine through, and that you are Yahshua, you are saved. So we know that Shaitan, as scripture tells us, he is the god. And he is the god that legislates to all the other gods. For they are under the power of his command and his control. Yahweh is not a god as prescribed in the verbiage of our expression, God or Elohim. He is the Most High. He is the Mighty One. And there is none other like him. And because there is no other like him, then his people, his Hasid, his saints, his Kiddushams, there must be a seal and a sign of their set apartness from any other people upon the face of the earth. We must understand that the enemy of hell is doing all he can to identify the true seed of Israel. He is taken into thoughts, races, and color of skin, which does not produce the power of the truth of Yah. If it's anything, their ethnicity, their race, or their racial preferences, it produces such vile corruption. It is a wickedness that is associated with it. It is corrupt. And everything that spills from it, it is corrupt. It is vile. And it is sadistically evil. It is the truth of Yah that makes a man free. It is the power of his imats, his truth, the power of his government, that makes a man free from the bondage of darkness and sin, that he will defy the Torah of Almighty Yahweh. There is a true seal and a test to the end, whereby the Hasid, the saints of Yahweh, will be revealed in the end of time. And I want to show us a simple truth in Scripture that it cannot be denied. We cannot reject it because it is in the book that we think we know. And I will begin in Gilead, Revelation chapter 14. Revelation chapter 14 and verse 12. The seed of Israel as the enemy goes to and fro in the earth, seeking whom he may devour, whom he may consume. There is something that is rich in the land of Israel. They are identified by the Brit or the covenant of Yahweh that he has placed in his Zerah, the seed, that he has called and he has elected according to his foreknowledge and his wisdom. Scripture says in Gilead, Revelation 14:12, it says to us, here is the patience, the mashaka, the endurance, the power to wait, the ability to endure the crises without murmuring or complaining, the ability to trust in the might and the power of his name, his assurance, and the promises that he has granted unto Israel. Now, here is your assurance today. Here is the knowledge of your assurance. Here is your steadfastening without questioning here, as though he has made a miscalculation at what he has commanded for Israel to be tried by. Here is our Moshaka, our patient, the patient of the Israelite or Kidushim's, the Hasid, the saints of Yah. Here are they that keep, first of all, those that are identified as the Hasid, or the saints, the Kidushim to Yah. They are those that keep the Mitzvah. They keep the Torah commands of Yahweh. Now this deceitful lying generation of corruption, with its foulness, teaches lies that based upon some religious principles. But their principles are not based upon Torah. Now the power and the identity of Israel, and we will see as I continue in this scripture truth. They are those that keep the mitzvah, the commandments of Yahweh. They keep Yahweh's commandments. They walk in the power of his truth. They have not sought to change the mitzvah, his instructions, his counsel, his statutes, his principles, but they are those that keep, they safeguard them because he has placed them in a special place. Those that keep the mitzvah of Yahweh and that they have the emunah, the faith of Yahshua HaMashiach. Now this is the identity of the Hasid of Almighty Yahweh. Now I do not care what the religious principles teach. I do not care what the Pentecostals and the Baptists in their Horems, the doctrines of Horems teach. I do not care what the Holiness Movement and all of these vile institutions that have been ordained by the powers of hell. And they have come out of the birth of this Jezebel, this religious harlot upon the face of the earth. This God worship, this form of God worship, that they have their pantheons of gods. And all of their gods are different. They all have different attributes. The God of the white man is different than the God of the black man. The God of the Arabic is different from the God of the Chinese. The gods are different. Yah says you got to know the seed and the sign of the true Israelite creations. They are they that have the power of my mitzvah. They have the strength of the mitzvah, the Torah of Yah in them, and they have the faith of Yahshua HaMashiach, that He pleases about all things. He did not try to walk contrary to the Torah of Yahweh. He was governed by every word that Yah spoke unto him, because He is the living word of Yahweh. He was governed by the statutes of Yahweh. He knew His limitations. He was governed by the ordinance of Almighty Yahweh, which way to walk, which way to proceed, what things that he could lay hold of, and what things he could not associate with. He did not deny the principles of Almighty Yahweh, and they were all based upon what Torah had taught him. They were not based upon some kind of form of religion that this vile world calls today Christianity. It is not based upon that. It's based upon the traditions of Yahweh that came out of the mouth of Moshe and the Nabi as they spoke the proclamations with great power unto Israel, what Yahweh declares unto His Bayat, His elect house that He has elected by His own foreknowledge, by His own choice, His own sovereign power, and His own sovereign will, and no one can alter that. You cannot alter that in your prayers. You can pray all you want to, but it does not alter the plan of Almighty Yahweh. So those that keep the mitzvah of Yahweh, doesn't this whore teach the people that the mitzvah, the commandments, even these mitzvah here, that they are no more principle or in use, where they tell you His name is of no value, and they tell you you don't have to remember the Shabbat and keep it kadosh? They're deceivers of men. They're liars. They're corrupt. And in hell they shall lift up their eyes. They can feel wonderful all they want to in their religious practices, but it will not grant unto them the power of the kingdom. They can walk in all of their superficial ways and their little religious aura over them, but it does not produce the power or the intrinsic knowledge of Yah that abides in them. This is the true seed of the Israelite, called elect of Almighty Yahweh. They have the principle of His mitzvah in them, and they have the emunah, the faith of Yahshua, and that faith of Yahshua is to please the Abba. He did all things to please Him, and everything that He had been taught by the Abba had been spoken unto Him. He taught those things unto His Shulishims, the apostles, the disciples. He did not alter the course of Almighty Yahweh, but this whore today, this Jezebel that produces this form of ritualism and God worship, she caused the mind of man to go astray from the power of the truth of Yahweh. And so His principles, the order of Yah does not correct a man today. That is why we have such a brutish people, a rebellious and a beastly mindset today, because there is no order of government, and without order of government you have chaos. Without any form of order of government, you're going to have chaos. And that's what we have today, is a chaos. The men do not know their place, nor do the women. The men are acting effeminate, and the women are acting bulldaggish. There's only one ministry for a woman. Her place is her commitment and reverence unto her husband man, and taking care of the house, and loving her children, and bringing them up in the fear of Yahweh. That's her ministry. I know what this Jezebel whore has taught the women: to rebel against Yahweh, to try to supersede or superimpose themselves in a way that Yah has not ordained them to be. Hallelujah. Here is the identity of Yah's people: they that keep the mitzvah, the commandments, the mitzvah of Yah. They hold true to His statutes, His ordinance. His counsel is very valuable unto them, and they have the emunah, the faith of Yahshua, to walk in the power and the strength. And that power and strength is when it's revealed unto them. There is a gladness. They rejoice in the tenets of Yahweh. And they become fat and rich. Because they know their identity, their purpose, and what purpose they are set forth for, and they're ready against the battles of hell. And here is our patient, that we can trust in what he has commanded and ordained us to endure. We have great delight that he has elected and chosen you for the purpose that his name may be made known throughout the entire earth. That we are willing to lay down our lives for his name's sake. We're willing to do that. And that's the true identity. That there is a character that comes forth from what is truly a Hasid or a Kedushim, a saint of Almighty Yahweh. I want to show us in the book. This is not my interpretation. This is plain. What I just read to you, a fool without any theological understanding can understand that. Here's the patient. Here's the strength. Here's the assurance of those. Here's the assurance of those of the saints or the Israelite Kedoshims, or those that have the birth of Yah in them. Here is your patient. Even the trials that you endure, you know you keep the mitzvah of Yah. When everyone oppose you and tell you that it is not necessary, you keep the mitzvah of Yah, and you have the emun of the faith of Yahshua to have great confidence in the word of Almighty Yahweh. It's Jezebel, that's what a whore always tries to do. To remove you away from your lover. And Yahweh is our lover, here it is love, not that we love him, but that he first loved us. And so that's what this religious whore that practice God worship is always trying to do. To move your ray away from your lover, the one that has shown you the purity of the first love. And he is the one that has shown us the first love. And his love is genuine, his ahava is pure. So here is our strength, brothers and sisters, that we have the mitzvah. We have the commandments of Yahweh, and we have the emunah, the faith of Yahshua. That is the strength of Israel. That is our dynamic system that regardless of how the winds blow and the opposition that comes against us, we will not turn away from the mitzvah, the commands of Yah. We will hold fast unto them. Yahshua said, think not I've come to destroy the Nabi or the mitzvah, but I come to fulfill them. So we're not trying to destroy what the Nabi, the prophets, have established. We're not trying to destroy the Torah. We're trying to allow the Ruah, the faith of Yahshua in us, to fulfill the power of Torah in us. And we walk in the restraints of Almighty Yahweh. We walk in the disciplines of Almighty Yahweh. It is easy to understand. It is only when we become rebellious in our transgressions against Yah, it becomes very difficult to understand the simplicity of this common man's salvation. This is for Israel. He says also, look, turn back to the 12th chapter of Gilead of Revelation. This beastly government today and this religious spirit, it will rise up against you, brothers and sisters. Revelation 12:17. This Leviathan, it seems larger than anything else. This religious spirit is a huge thing, isn't it? There's nothing that dominates like Christianity or Islam. 1.2 billion or 1.6 billion Christians, 2.3 billion Muslims, over 1 billion Hindus and Buddhists. It doesn't leave a large remnant of those that know Yah, does it? That is the truth. But Yochanan said he saw this beastly power rise up. Now that's the strength of this beast. This pantheon of gods that have come under the auspice of the power of the title of this unclean thing we call God. Now Yahweh is not identified as a God. He is Yahweh. And that is the strength of his character, his name. That is the power of his authority, his name. Yochanan said, and the dragon, this beastly religious spirit, was wroth with the woman, the pure seed, or the one that brought forth the seed of Israel, and went to make war with the remnant of her zirah, her seed. Who is the war against? It tells us in the next line, this religious power is making war against the Zerah, the seed of Israel, which keep the mitzvah of Yahweh, and they have the testimony of Yeshua HaMashiach. And that is what this religious whore today, she is making war against the remnant of the Zerah, the seed of Israel. Who are they? They keep the mitzvah, the commands of Yah, that hold fast to the commands of Yah, and they have the witness of the truth of Yeshua, the Lamb of Israel. For he is the price paid in full for the sins of the whole house of Israel. And so the religious power has arisen today, her prophets, her Leviathan spirit, this enormous spirit that rises up and says, well, God is greater, and God is the one, and God is the one. And you declare the power of his mitzvah, they will rise against you and press against you to try to destroy the validity of your identity as being a Hasid of Almighty Yahweh. His power rose up against those that keep the mitzvah of Yah, and that have the testimony. They have the true living witness of Yeshua in them. Not the superficial religious witness. I let the Lord rise from hell. Unquote. It is superficial. It is false. And the powers that be know that those that keep that, or they guard the mitzvah, it is those that Yah hath put something in them. When you guard something, it is very special, isn't it? When you guard something, you take and apply your attention to that. It has great value to you, does it not? And so those that keep the mitzvah, they guard it with pure integrity. They guard it with the testimony of Yeshua. They guard it with the life of Yeshua. They keep the mitzvah of Almighty Yah, because it is the value of life and it is the strength of the kingdom life. And so the religious harlot, this dragon, this Leviathan, this false pseudo-prophet, this one that has been raised up out of the ruins of religious quagmire, and that's where they're raised up from. All of this God worship, because they have tried to debunk the Torah of Yahweh. They've tried to destroy it. And what has arisen, you cannot beat Yahweh. What has arisen is this pantheon of gods. You got the First Baptist White Baptist. You got the First Baptist Black Baptist. You got the First Baptist Jewish Baptist. You got the First Baptist Mexican Baptist. You got the First Baptist that Vietnamese Baptist. And no Baptists have nothing in common. The thing that drew power to Israel is that we have the Emunah, the faith, and the testimony of Yeshua the Lamb. We are not a part of some pantheon of gods. If Yahweh is a God, he is no more than a part of a pantheon of gods. He is greater than a God. He is the Most High. He is Yahweh. His name alone is excellent. He is the one that exists because he exists. He is not made. He is not a preconceived thing. He is not some idolatrous thing. He is the mighty one, the most high, the most excellent one. For his name declares the excellence of his power. So we that keep the mitzvah, we guard them, brothers and sisters. Don't let this religious whore deceive you. We'll say, quote, well, you all are not doing it right. No, my friend, you're doing it wrong. Because you do not know the power of Yah. Neither you understand the testimony of Yeshua, because these are the ones that the enemy will shall rise up against. Now it has to be of great importance, of the great magnitude of the vision that Yochanan saw on the Isle of Patmos. These are the things that were commanded to write in the scroll for the latter time and the end time, for our example, our learning, and our knowledge. He saw those rise up that kept the mitzvah of Yah. They had the Emunah of Yeshua. They kept the mitzvah of Yah. And they had the testimony of Yeshua. Now, if this is of no value, then why is it in the book? It is of great value. It is of enormous value. This is what the enemy fight against more than anything. Those that got the misvavia. Well, it doesn't take all that. I know it doesn't take all that. That's why he has put it in Israel, because he knows that's what it takes. Hallelujah. Not this wicked world and their idea of whom Yah is. Look what he says in the 22nd chapter of Gilead, Revelation. It says in Gilead, Revelation 22, and verse 14. He says, Esha, Barak, Esha, full of the strength of Yah, Revelation 22:14. Bless Esha, Barak, full of his strength, full of his virtue, the power, full of the riches of Yah. Blessed are they that do. Does it say that? And when someone does, it is a performance, is it not? And when you do something, it must be a performance out of the lev, out of the heart. And is that not so? It is almost like the parable that Yahshua gave. He said that the avot said to two sons, go and do this. One left and said, Dad, I will do it. And he did not do it. The other one left and said, I will not do it. I got things to do. And yet he went and did what the avot commanded him. Now, which one was justified? The one that left and said, I will do it, and did not do it. Or the one that was disgruntled and upset and did it. Well, it was the one that did it. These liars of hell, they can say what they want to. This religious pedophile spirit, it rapes the minds of the childlike ones. We are like children. We are childlike. No childlike to be instructed. Yah says, bless, Barak, Esha, are they that do. Is this not in what the world calls, quote, the New Testament, unquote? As Brother Paul Nisan said, he hates that word. I do too, because it is the renewed power of the covenant of Yah unto Israel. He said, Esha, blessed are they that do his commandments, his mitzvah, that they may have the right to the tree of life. We have the right to the knowledge and the presence of Yahshua. For he is the tree of life. Because we do the mitzvah, the commandments of Yah, that they may enter into the gate into the city of renewed Jerusalem. Now that is the command of Yah. They are blessed. They are Barak. They are Esha. They are full of the strength of Yahweh. They're full of the witness of Yahshua because they do the mitzvah of Yah. They will not establish a God before Almighty Yah. They will not call upon some pagan form of a God. They will call upon the name of the Most High. They will not take his name in vain and reduce it down to a place among the pantheon of gods. And they will remember the Shabbat and keep it kadosh, keep it set apart. He said, blessed are they that do. Do you believe that? How is it that these charlatans from hell, these religious perverts, what they are, will tell the people that they are blessed because they give tithes and they give offerings. And Yah commands us, blessed are they that do the mitzvah of Yah, that keep his commandments. The Torah is their delight. Blessed are they, for they shall have a right to the tree of life. They will have a right to eat the whole bread and not die. They will have the right to eat the bread and not be sick. They will have the right to eat the wholesale bread and not be weary or weak. We are blessed of Yahweh, those that keep his mitzvah. Because the witness of that power of his mitzvah in us is by the revelation of the truth of Yahshua. What does he come to witness to? When he comes into our lives, what is the witness that he brings to what? There must be two or three witnesses. If his witness is alone, there is no power to his witness. That is the truth. Every testimony is established by the mouth of two or three witnesses. And if he walks in and there's no witness that he was invited, or he should come, or there's a witness in us, that witness that this is the truth, that he is a deceiver, a liar. But in Israel, there's a witness that Yahweh has put in them. And so when Yahshua comes, hallelujah, There's life that rises up in Israel. Because then they know they have a right to this tree. They know that this tree of life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They know they have a right to this tree of life. And they can eat from this tree of life. Must be a testimony of the witness in us. Hallelujah. For if he comes and there is no witness in us, his coming is in vain. There is no truth to him at all. He had to come in the power and the dynamics of Torah. He could not come and establish something that was different than what was written by the order of Yahweh. That's what he came to do, brothers and sisters. That's why this religious whore, this dragon, this Leviathan spirit of religious doctrines today is doing all it can to destroy the power of the Mitzvah of Yah. But it cannot do it in the level of Israel. And so what she has done, just like Herod, she is going after all the children to destroy them, to consume them with the cares of this life, the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust and the appetite of this life. It is overcharged. Charging the power of the word that Yah had written in the lamb of Israel, and whereby there is no fruit that is coming forth today, none whatsoever. So they're weak, they're sickly, and there is no strength or power in them at all. The word of Yahweh is true. Hallelujah. And it is simple that we can understand. I'm going to make this plain to us tonight, and you will see in the end. Hallelujah. Turn quickly. It says this in the Yochanan, First John chapter 2. This is the true identity of the Kirushim, the Hasids, the saints of Israel. It says here in First John, Yochanan, chapter 2, verse 3. It says to us, and hereby we do know that we know hereby we know that we know him. Do you all hear that? This is how you know him. This is how you know that he's real in you. If we keep his what? We must keep his mitzvah. It is what he has ordered us. It is his precepts, his injunctions. It is what he has prescribed unto us by his reason of counsel and his reason of might. Now that is what the Mitzvah of Yah is. Hereby we know that we know him. You that say you know him, listen, and you do not keep the Mitzvah of Yah, that is not so. This is your power of the Yada of Yah, his Yada. There is a perception, there is a liveliness of him in you. Hereby you know that you know Yahweh, that you keep, you guard his commandments, his Mitzvah. You guard them. You guard them against this religious Leviathan, this religious whore, this God power, this God worship. It's an unclean spirit. Verse 4, he that says, I yada, I know Yahweh. I know the power of Yahshua, and keeps and guard not his mitzvah. Is a liar or he is a truth seeker? He's a liar. And we know that no liar is going to enter into the kingdom, the gates of the city. Blessed are they that have the right to the tree of life, that they may enter into the gates of the city. Is that what it says? The gates of the kingdom. That we must enter into the gates of the kingdom. And it's one thing that the brothers will express unto us doing, Sukkoth, is the seven Roshim of Omariah, the power to enter into the gates of the city. Hallelujah. That we may enter into the gate of truth, the gate of understanding and wisdom. He said that those that say that they Yada, Yahweh, or they will tell you, quote, I know God, unquote. No problem with that. But when one says that they know Yahweh and guard not and keep not his mitzvah, it is simple. That one is a liar. And the truth now, it did not just say truth, and the truth or the power of Torah is not in them. David declares unto us the Helium Psalms 119, 142. For the tzedekah of Yah, the righteousness of His rule, His kingdom, is from everlasting to everlasting. And His Torah, His law, His Torah is the emet, the truth. Now that is the truth of Yah, His Torah. So when one says that they love Yahweh and they know Him, and they do not keep His mitzvah, they are damnable liars. And there is no power of truth in them. Well, how could you say that? Because when the truth of a man continue in the light of Torah, he shall know the truth, and the truth shall make him free. It is the power of the truth to make us free from all of our traditions and all of our religious traditions that have brought us under bondage, whereby the light or the light of the life of Yahshua has not shone forth in us. And so when that light began to, we began to see the obscurity of that light, we began to break forth with great gladness. Because we know that liberation is near. And the closer we get to that truth, that we find this liberation, this freedom to worship Yah, and to be set apart from the corruption of this world or the expectation of men with their traditions. Because the traditions of men make void the power of the word of Yahweh. We need a living word, brothers and sisters. You're not going to give up your life without a living word. You need something that lives and abides in you. You're not going to be sustaining this life with a dead word. And these dogs today, they're feeding them dog food today. Why? Because they're blind dogs. They're greedy dogs. They're greedy and sumptuous dogs. And what do you feed a dog? Dog food. You feed the dog strappings, don't you? You feed him the straps. Hallelujah. We are the Kedushins of Yahweh, the Hasid. And He feeds us the bread. He feeds us the host of the bread of life. For His word, His flesh is meat indeed, bread. It is luchim indeed. And His blood is drink indeed. Now you eat this bread and you drink this living source of life, you shall not die. So that's our patience. We know we're not going to die. Well, they behead at you, but that doesn't circumvent the power of the life of Yahshua or this testimony in us. And so that's why the enemy is seeking to destroy today. He is seeking, he has set his antenna, his radar upon those that do the mitzvah of Yah, that keep his commandments, and the power of that testimony is alive in them. And they will come against you viciously. I don't care who it is. Sons, daughters, mothers, sisters, children, they will. And that is the truth. Here is your endurance, your patience. Hallelujah. You keep what Yah says. Your mashaka. You keep what He commands. Those that say they love Yah, they know Him, it guards not His mitzvah, is a liar. Now we know that Shaitan was a liar from the beginning, right? Because he did not abide in the truth. He did not live in the Torah. Yahshua is the power of Torah. He is the strength of the Torah of Yah. He says this in verse 5, but whosoever keeps, guards His word, truly the Ahava, the love of Yahweh, is perfected in him. Those that love Torah, that love the truth of Yahweh, that have a true appreciation for Yahshua, you will see the perfect works of Yahweh in them, and they will not sin. Because they have such great affection, their mind meditates upon the Torah, the word of Yah, the da'at of Yah, day and night. But whosoever keep His word, truly the Ahava of Yah is perfected in Him. By this we know that we are in Him. It is the power of the Torah of Yahweh that perfects this power of love toward Yahweh in us. That's why this generation today, brothers and sisters, it has no true love for Torah. You talk about the name of Yahweh when He tells us in His mitzvah, do not take the name of Yahweh in vain. He that calls His name to be counted at vainness as vainness, he shall not be held guiltless. Remember the Shabbat and keep it kadosh. And they have no regard for those things. Why? Because they are not the seed of Yisrael. When one is the seed of Yisrael, they will guard the Torah of Yah. They will guard the mitzvah, the word of Yahweh. The testimony of Yahshua is their purpose of life. There's nothing else. Not the riches of this life, because all these things are superficial. They're false. They have nothing, no genuineness to them at all. It is a falsehood. Yah wants us to labor for our soul salvation. And we work that out with fear and trembling. Not worried about a house note. Not worried about a car payment. Not worried about a lifestyle. We have food and raiment. We're content. We have the covering of His tzedakah. We have the whole stale bread of Yahshua, and we eat on that. And we are content. For we have the riches of Almighty Yahweh. There's nothing greater than that, brothers and sisters. And look at what the world tries to offer. It is not greater than the riches of Almighty Yah. Hallelujah. That's why this God worship has given people over unto this lascivious lust, this greed that can never be controlled. They will never be satisfied at all. He that says he abides in Yah ought himself also to walk even as Yahshua walked. If you say you abide in him and he in you, then you must walk the same way Yahshua walked. Did he destroy the Torah of Yahweh? No, he did not. Did he break the mitzvah? How would they have known he had sinned? Because he said, man, damn, okay, I sinned. No. Because they knew the standards, the structures of Yah. That's why Shaul says, for we know that sin. We know that sin is a transgression of the Torah, the law. Let no one deceive you. That's why the Torah came, that man would know sin. He will know his infractions against Yahweh. And so what they have done is place these traditions. Well, if you say, damn, you have sinned, you have cursed, you've done that lost from hell. And Yahweh says, I'm going to send them all a strong delusion because they receive not the law of the truth of the Torah, that they all might be damned. Because they do not love the Torah, He's going to damn them. I don't care what that damn religious leader tells them. He doesn't care that they look for life only in this realm. That beyond that they're not looking for. For we're living to live in the kingdom, brothers and sisters. We know that this is temporal. And we have the food and the raiment we have that would sustain us, and that's enough. Hallelujah. We don't need castles. We have the clothing of Yahweh, cloaked in the tzedakah of the righteousness of Yahshua HaMashiach. No man can say he loves Yah. He can say he loves God. But he cannot love Yahweh without keeping his mitzvah, without the power of the mitzvah and the testimony of Yahshua in him. I don't care what they say. You cannot justify it nowhere in scripture. You can search it all day long. You cannot refute this, what I'm preaching. It cannot be refuted. It is the truth. It is the simple truth. And it cannot be refuted. It cannot be altered. It is what Yah commands unto his house and those that he has elected. For true Israel will be identified. And the enemy will come against Israel, the Zira of the seed, with a great onslaught. And you, my friend, this Leviathan, this beastly dragon power, this spirit that consumes you. And their religious oratory skills, it almost make you feel as though you're small. Because it seems as though what they're saying is right. But what they say is wrong. It is out of the gutters of hell. It is not out of the bosom of Yahweh. For that which proceed out of the bosom of Yahweh is Yahshua, the Lamb of Yahweh. As Solomon said, who has ascended into Hashemah, the heavens? If you please, tell me, what is his name and what is the name of his son? Tell me his name. Tell me the one that created all things. I want to know that one's name. We are a damnable minded people and we don't want to know the one that made us. What's his name? What is our master's name that he made the Hashemayim and the stars illuminate because of the words that he's spoken? You don't want to know his name? We're spouse unto him. He is our husband of man in the power of his HaMashiach. I want to know his name. When I find his name, I want to praise his name. I want to exalt his name. I want to tote the one that sent forth the one from his bosom to assure Israel that he is the mighty one. We're fools not wanting to know his name. It's a foolish religious spirit Not wanting to know his name. I want to know his name. I want to call him by name because he called the Navi by name. He called Jeremiah, Jeremiah, Yeskel, Ezekiah. He called Daniel. He called them all by their name. And I want him to call me by my name. It's something different when you know someone that on that personal level, isn't it? That you can call them by name. That's all right. Call me by my name, Abba. Hallelujah. You tell me these children don't know their father's, their Abba name? Sure they do. Hallelujah. They know their name. So those that say that they love him and keep not his mitzvah, they're liar. Well, Pastor Roberts, is there anything to solidify that? Look at Yochanan, John chapter 12. Hallelujah. We will see what scripture says. Here, Yahshua, after all the great miracles, Yochanan 12, verse 44. After all the great miracles that he had performed, they still did not believe him. They still had no great love for what for him, nor the truth that he spoke. It says in Yochanan, John 12, 44, it says, Yahshua cried and said, he that believes on me, now you believe on me is what he says. We believe on Yahshua, right? I believe on him. He said, you believe, he that believes on me, he said, you believe not on me. Now what are you saying here? You see me standing before you, and the power that is manifested before you, it is not me what you're really seeing. It is not me what you're really identifying. He said, but on him that sent me. You believe that I am he, but the most important thing, you believe on the one that sent me. Who is the one that sent him? I want to know the one that sent him. Here this man said that to his Shulishim and those that have seen the mighty miracles. He said, you believe on me, but because I am he that has been sent by the one that sent him, because you believe on me, you truly receive him, because I am the living word of him that has sent me. That is what Yahshua is. Yahweh can never be made. And the word of Yah was made flesh. And the word became flesh. And we beheld the tefirath, the honor, the kabod of Yah, and the power of Yahshua HaMashiach. That is who he is. He is the living word of Yah made flesh. That is what he is, and that is who he is. Hallelujah. It baffles this ignorant generation's mind because they're trying to make him something that he is not. So he said, you believe on the one that sent me. If you believe me, you come on. You know the one that sent me. And he that sees me, you see him that sent me. And when one is sent, one is commanded, one is ordered. There's a Torah that goes with that one when that one has been sent. He says, I have come a light into the world, into the Ulam Hazah. That whosoever believes on me, they should not live or walk in darkness. They should not practice sin. They should not practice defying the Torah of Yah. He says, and if any man hear my words, is that what he says? If any man hear my words and believe not, he shall judge him not. For I came not to judge the world, but to save this Ulam Hazal, the world. I came to save it. Yahweh says he's going to destroy them that destroy the earth. And this nation is one that is destructive. It is a wicked nation. It is a Jezanite nation. It is a nation of prostitution. This sells everything for the comfort of the corrupt flesh. Hallelujah. He says in verse 48, he that rejects me, I receive not my words, has one that judged him. The words that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. Do you all hear that? Verse 49, is that not Yahshua? For I have not spoken of myself. Do you all hear that? He said, what I speak to you is not some diction that I've drawn from my own ability to speak this. He said, I've not spoken of myself, but Yahweh, the Father, Yahweh the Abba, which sent me, He has gave me a commandment. He has given me a precept. He has given me a charge. He has given me injunction. He has prescribed unto me what I should say. He said he has given me a commandment. What I should say? Did he say that? Is it in the book? Was he commanded what he should say? That's why when they charged him and when they spoke against him, there was no guile in him. There was no guile at all in him. Because Yahweh had given him everything to say. That's why when the Ruah of Yah comes, that's why when we speak, we don't have to ponder what we're going to say. But the Ruah in the self-same hour will give us the words to say. He says, so the Abba has told me what I should say and what I should what? Speak. He could not speak but what was written in the scroll. For he is the living life of Torah. That's why the world has done a magnificent job to take away the true identity of Yeshua from Israel. There are those that have the Torah in the letter of it and they're full of death. Yeshua said that he is the life. He is the Shahem of Yah. They have the letter of the Torah and the letter of the Torah destroys. It is the Ruah that makes the Torah alive. And Yeshua is the Ruah, the spirit of life of Torah. That's why our minds, we have been caught under bondage. We have been deceived and the heart of man is deceitful above all things. It's desperately wicked. Who can know the heart? The love of man. Only Yah can. And our own love will deceive us, brothers and sisters. It is the Torah of Yah that straightens us out. It is the word of Yahweh that straightens us out. You can't alter what he said. He said, I got to speak everything he commanded me. And I got to speak what he told me to say. I can't add anything to it. Because if I do, then my judgment will be severe. I can't take anything from the scroll. If we add to the scroll, to the Torah of Yah, then the plague shall be added from us. And we take from it, then the blessings of Yah, the Esher of Yah, shall be taken from us. We must eat the whole stay of the bread. The book is complete. It is the power of the life of Yahweh. Let no one deceive you. Don't even let me deceive you, brothers and sisters. Study scripture. Hallelujah. This is so simple that the children, and I being a child, I can understand this. Hallelujah. He said, every word that I should speak, Yah has commanded me, and I will speak them. Verse 50. And I know that his commandment is eternal Yishayim, eternal life. And I know that his commandment, did he not say that he have given me a commandment? In the verse above? He has given me a mitzvah, and the mitzvah, the commandment of Yah, is eternal life. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as Yahweh the Abba said to me, so I speak. Is that what that says? Are we sure that's what he says? He said, as he speaks to me, that's what I speak. He has placed something in us, Yisrael, and the Torah speaks to us. And when Yahshua comes in, he speaks what the Torah speaks, brothers and sisters. That's why the witness is true. He said, the Abba, I will show us in the book now. Now, he said, everything that the Abba has given me to speak, I speak it. Because what I speak, he has spoken it unto me. That's what he says, right? Yah has done something to Yisrael, and the enemy, he's enraged by that. We don't realize what we have because we're such an ignorant people. We're so trivial. We give ourselves over to such damnable practices and such triviality. We don't realize the riches that we have in Yeshua. Hear me, bunk our mind down striving for a ragged piece of tin or some piece of cloth. My brothers and sisters. And he has embodied us with the power of his kingdom. Life in us. It's greater than anything that is temporal in this life. Much greater. Hallelujah. He said that the things that I speak, The words, he says, even as Yahweh the Abba said to me, so I speak. So it has to be a witness as to what he speaks to us. He just cannot speak anything, but it must be a witness. And he cannot witness because when the Ruah of Yah comes, he will speak those things which he has already heard, what Yahshua says. He will not come with a different doctrine. And these perverts today, they all got different doctrine. They say they got, quote, the Holy Ghost, unquote. They got the Holy Ghost, but they do not have the Ruah, HaKodesh, Ruah of Yahweh. They don't have that. They have a ghost, but it's not the Ruah of Yah. Hallelujah. Now Yahshua, Yah identifies us as the seed. Now look what he says here in Jeremiah, chapter 31, verse 31. I want to finish this tonight, and I will. But I want you, above all things, to get understanding. Is it making sense? Is it clear? All right. I want you to have understanding above all things. Hallelujah. He says in Jeremiah 31, 31, he says, I want you to understand, behold, the days come. Now, who is speaking? This is not Jeremiah, is it? Is this Yahweh speaking? Says Yahweh. He declares who he is. Now, I know what translations say, but they're wrong in the expression of superlative, trying to express him as, quote, a God Elohim, unquote. He said, this is what Yahweh speaks, that I will make a Brit Shadasha, or a renewed covenant, with the Beit of Israel and with the Beit of Yehuda, that they shall be one. There shall be one people. There shall be no ethnicity and no race, but Israel shall be one. For the spectrum of colors that the coat of Yosef, that is Israel. Every shade, every color, that's Israel. And their identity is not because their skin is creamy or is dark skin. It's because there is a Brit Shadasha, Shadasha, that Yah has made, which is Israel. It is a covenant of faithfulness. That is what a Brit Shadasha is. It is a faithfulness. It is a commitment. How many of you wives want a husband that is not faithful or uncommitted? How many of you husbands want your wife to be unfaithful or uncommitted? You want someone that is faithful. You can count on it any season, any time. You can trust. You have no jealousies of insecurities. I have no insecurity with my Abba. He is jealous over us because we create such insecurities, don't we? We're foolish. We're wicked. We're stubborn. We're drunkards. We're deceivers. We're corruptors. And we're corrupt. Hallelujah. That's the way Israel is. He said, I will make a Brit Shadasha with Israel. Listen now in verse 32. Not according to the Brit that I made with their avat in the day that I took them out of the land, out of the hand to bring them out of the land of Mizrahim, which my Brit they broke. They did not keep my Brit, my covenant. That's why marriage is an institution that Yah gave man. That he gave him one wife and one husband man. It is a faithfulness. It is one of commitment, confidence, great love ought to be in it. Hallelujah. He said, but they broke. Although I was a husband to them, says Yah, was he not a faithful husband? He was a faithful husbandman to them. And they were corrupt. And they went astray from him, did they not? They went after gods and built gods and calves and their minds went back to Mizrahim, Egypt, and they practiced the god worship. Egyptology, they have more gods than you can shake a stick at. Greek mythology, they're not myth, they're gods that exist. They made themselves known unto man, people, communities. Yahweh makes himself known unto a community. And that is the community of Israel. He makes himself known unto his community. Hallelujah. He say, but this shall be the Brit that I will make with the Beit of Israel. He say, in that day or after those days, says Yah. Now, Jeremiah spoke this. He says, but this comes from the bosom of Yahweh. This is what he commands me to speak to you. He said, I will put my Torah, is that what it says? I will put my Torah, I will put my instructions, I will put my counsel, my precepts, my charge, my command, my order, I will put my Torah in their inward parts. Was the Torah in Yeshua's inward parts? He was a fulfillment of Torah. He said, I will put it in the inward parts, and I will write it in their levim, their hearts, and I will be their Abba, and they shall be my people. That is the people of Israel. I don't give a damn what this world says. He said, I will put my Torah in the lev, and I will put it in the inward part. I don't give a damn how they shout and jump and bump this squirty like fools. That's not the power of Torah working. I don't care what that word says. I don't care what your mama, your daddy, your grandmama says. It means nothing. Yahshua said, when you will know that this will be my people, and I shall be their power, and they're ready to lay down their lives for me. I don't care what they say. They're not the people of Yah. They can discover the genealogy. I don't care if they trace back to the bosom of Abraham. It means nothing. He said, this is the Brit Shadash. I will make with Israel my seed. I will put, no, I will not subject that to you, Jeremiah. I will put, I will not you, David Roberts, but I will take my Torah and I will put it in their lev, in their inward parts, in their mind, their being, will know that I'm their Abba. That's why you don't need no man to teach you that. The Ruah will show you the power of your true faithful husband, man. These fools today, this religious prostituting spirit, Yah says that. Now you can argue with that all you want to. He said, I will put my Torah, the life, my truth in their inward parts, in their inward parts and in their lev, and they shall be my people. And I shall be their Abba. Verse 34, he says, and they shall teach no more every man his neighbor. We'll not need a teacher. You don't need no one to teach you the Torah of Yah. Listen now. You got to understand this. And every man his brother saying, know Yahweh. Do you know Yahweh? You will know you know Yahweh. How do you know you Yada Yah? How do you know? I read it in the beginning. You keep his mizvah. You keep the mizvah of Yah. If a man says he knows Yah, keep not his mizvah, he's a liar. You will know. He said, you won't have to, no man will teach you how to know Yahweh. You know him. Listen to me, brothers and sisters. Don't be drunken in your own damnable conceit and your flesh. Someone say, no, do you know Yahweh? You Yada Yahweh? You know because you keep, you walk, you guard the mitzvah of Yahweh. That's how you know him. That is what Yahshua came to guard, the mitzvah that Yah had placed in Israel. That's why we know that he is of Yahweh, because he did not come to destroy the mitzvah. No, he did not. He did not come to destroy the Nabi. He did not come to destroy the Mizpah. He comes to guard that. He comes to say, no, you're not encroaching upon the Mizpah. Ma'aba. Sure he does. Hallelujah. Hereby you know him. Wasn't that what I said in Yochanan, first Yochanan, and say, I know Yahweh and keep not his Mizpah as a liar. But hereby we know that we know him and we keep his Mizpah. Is this the same thing that I'm reading out of Jeremiah? Sure it is. Sure it is. For they shall all know me. Did he say some or few? He said, and they all shall know me. They all shall Yada Yahweh. They shall perceive. They shall know why. Because you guard his truth. You guard the Torah of Yahweh. You don't let these dogs, this Leviathan spirit, destroy that in you. You keep that. From the least of their mind. Is that all right? From the least of them to the greatest of them. I'd rather be in that first category, the least of them. From the least of them to the greatest of them, he says Yahweh, they all shall know me. He said, and I shall forgive their iniquity. What is iniquity? It is a defiance of Torah. It's a willingness to practice disloyalty against Yahweh. That's what iniquity is. Hallelujah. And I will remember their sins no more. For we know that sin is a transgression of the Torah of Yahweh. We all yell to Yahweh. We all know we know Him. We perceive He's with us. Why? Because you got His mitzvah. That's what the Spirit is trying to do. It's trying to destroy that what Yah has put in there with parts. Just call on God. No, we call on His name. Just say, Lord. No, what Lord? The drug Lord? We call upon Yah Almighty, the Most High, the Excellent One. The scripture of Yah adds, brothers and sisters, we just got to study the book. Hallelujah.